Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte, episode 92 for March 18th, 2009, The Twitch Hiker. Net at Night is brought to you by Audible. For your free audiobook and a whole lot more, visit audible.com/night, N-I-G-H-T. And by GoToAssist Express, an easy way to provide instant tech support for your customers, clients, family, or friends. Be a tech support hero with GoToAssist. For a free 30-day trial, go to GoToAssist.com/night. It's time for Net at Night from Petaluma, California. I am Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Ontario,
oh,
Canada.
Oh, my God. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. I thought for sure you'd want to be with that little baby for months and months.
I do. But, you know, it's fun to get back doing the show as well. And he's in good hands. So it's okay for me to get away once in a while. And things are going really, really well.
Oh, that's so great. Well, congratulations.
I've
seen lots of pictures now of Connor. He's just the sweetest. Is he sleeping pretty well?
He really is still on this 3-hour cycle. So he wakes up every 3 hours and then he stays up for 1 hour. So he does that pretty much all day and all night. And he sleeps well and he's not too fussy. He's pretty easy to calm down. So I really can't complain at all. And I don't know. I've just been kind of on cloud nine since he was born.
Of course
it's kind
have.
Of pathetic. But
you'll be on cloud nine for another, 11, 12 years and then it's hell.
I don't want to experience that. But it's been wonderful.
Yeah, Abby's in France. She's been in France since she's not coming back since September. She's not coming back till June, and we miss her terribly. I mean, she's 17. Aww. Her 17th birthday is in 5 days. So, you'll 17 years from now, you'll still be going, Connor.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, people keep telling me to enjoy it now because he's very portable. You know, we can take him out and we've taken him out to restaurants where he just basically sleeps in his stroller. And so he's at that age where, he's very easy to manage. He's not running around or anything. So
yeah,
I'm trying to enjoy that a lot. And so we're going to take him down to Florida next month. It's been really fun so far.
So that'll be your first flight with him.
Yes, that should be interesting.
It'll be fun.
You're
going to have a great time.
I feel badly for the other people on the plane.
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, anytime I make a point when there's babies on a plane to say, I'm a dad, it's okay. In fact, Jennifer will say, if you need anybody to hold the baby, please let me know. So
that's great.
You're now in that great fraternity of parents.
It is. It's like a cult, Leo. People are coming out of the woodwork. I have friends who I went to school with in university who I haven't talked to in a long time. They're coming over and we're having, parent chats. And it's a whole new world.
It's a cult you can't get out of, Amber.
I know. It
You're
is a cult.
Here forever. No, it's the best thing you've ever done. And you know this already. It's probably the hardest thing you'll ever do. But boy, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
I
guess I heard this a lot when I was a new parent like you, and it doesn't sink in, but it does go faster than you think. You're really looking for, the first time he smiles, you're still at that stage. Oh, the first time he turns over, sits up, crawls, walks. And the first few years, it's like, I can't wait till he... But then, then you go, wait a minute, slow down, wait a minute. And by now it's like, put the brakes on because both my kids are about to leave the house for good. So put the brakes on.
Funny.
So enjoy it I guess the thing.
Yesterday, Chris and I were looking at him and he looked like he was smiling. He had this, a little bit of a grin on his face and his eyes were sort of smiley. And we were so excited. So we're staring at him really close up. All of a sudden, he throws up on us.
Yeah, that's about right.
And I'm thinking, okay, that was gas.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. But your mom, I'm sure she's so happy to be a grandparent. Is she around and helping you out?
Well, she only stayed for a couple of weeks, but she was up here. She was going to stay for a month, but really, I don't want to say he's really, really good, but he's the type of baby who he wakes up, he has to eat, and then he goes to the bathroom, and then he goes back to sleep. And it's very routine with him. So after a couple of weeks, she just said, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not helping you anymore because you really don't need it. So she went home and she's so excited, and she'll be in Florida next month and we'll spend time down there. But yeah, my parents are thrilled. Actually, I just did a video chat with my dad on Skype and showed him Connor. So I have Connor up to the web camera, and it was just hilarious. I'm thinking at that age, you know, he's already doing Skype video chat. So who knows what he'll be doing in 18 years.
Do you feel like you missed anything in the internet during this period? Did you stay, involved? Did you stay, keep looking at what's going on?
Leo, I feel like I'm actually more on top of it. And I have this sort of renewed energy about the internet and work.
Good, because I'm
everything.
So sick of Twitter. I couldn't, like, please take over for me because I can't.
Oh, no, no.
Facebook. I can't talk about it anymore. Twitter's everywhere. It's like we of course, there's a lot of news stories about Twitter. The most recent news is that year over year, Twitter grew from this time last year to this year. What was it? 13,000%? It was some massive growth.
I saw that on Mashable, and it's phenomenal. You know, the funny thing is, when I worked as a reporter at City TV in Toronto, 2 years ago, people made fun of me about being on Twitter. Yeah. And they constantly said, oh, you and your little Twitter friends, are you going to go Twitter now? And they were just making fun of me. And now I turn around and every news station in the city, their anchors are on Twitter and they're like, talk to me on Twitter. And they're doing the little, you know.
Well, now tell me the truth, because I'm going to be honest here, and I'm going to say, that takes some of the fun out of it for me. I liked it when it was just, the in crowd and we could even say, oh, you wouldn't be interested.
I think that's like that with anything, with any type of technology, especially in the Web 2.0 world, is we've always liked kind of being ahead of the curve and early adopters. So there's this little space that we get to experiment with and teach other people about using it. Then all of a sudden, you know, it becomes mainstream and it loses that appeal. So it's not as though I'm upset that it's mainstream. I think it's great for the people behind Twitter. It's just that I want to find a new playground.
Yeah, but there's nowhere else. I mean, I did that a long time ago. A year and a half ago, I said, I'm going somewhere else, and nobody followed me. It was like, let's go over the hill, everybody, charge! And then I look back, and I'm alone. I'm over there all back at Twitter. And that was Jaiku, of course. You know, Jaiku is now, just a couple of days ago, went open source. They put it on Google App Code, so anybody can start a Jaiku of their own. And of course, there's Laconica, and we're using now on the Twit Army, Laconica 7.7 just came out. Got some really great, nice new features, including something that Twitter has needed for a while, which is groups. So there's some good choices out there, but it really isn't about features, is it?
It really isn't. And that, you know what, Leo, I am totally in the same boat as you in terms of not wanting to talk about Twitter all the time. But I did read something that you wrote, I think, in a blog post where you had said, you know, as much as you don't want to talk about Twitter anymore, you can't really deny
it.
As
story.
Tech journalists covering this space, you know, every day Twitter is getting bigger and bigger. So we have to sort of pay attention to it, and to totally bypass that it exists is just doing kind of a disservice to people who are using it and new to it. So
we're going to talk about Paul the Twitch hiker Smith in just a little bit. He's Twittering and hitchhiking his way from England to New Zealand. And the deal is that he can't pay for any of it. He has to. Basically mooching his way. And he's in our studio. He's actually gotten to Petaluma. He was at South by Southwest a couple of days ago. We're going to talk to him in just a little bit. He's going to be our Twitch story. Also Twitter story. Also, I'd love to talk to you about the new Facebook and your thinking. Facebook's kind of gone through this metamorphosis, hasn't it? Although much faster than Twitter did.
Yeah, it really has. And if you look at the new Facebook design, you get the feeling that they're trying to obviously compete with Twitter. Twitter's taking a little bit of the power away from them. So the news feeds now look very Twitter-like. So you can see real-time people as they're updating their statuses. And there's other features as well. So I think it's one of those things where they definitely feel pressure from Twitter change the site.
You know what they did? I don't know if you caught this. I think it was yesterday, the day before. This is, a bigger story than anybody gave it coverage for. They opened up Facebook. Did you see that? If you go to the Facebook settings now, there's a new setting called Everyone on your privacy settings.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is publishes anything you want, including your status updates, not just to everyone on Facebook, but there's an API I mean, this really is going after Twitter. And people can write tools just like Twitter that now your Facebook status updates are like tweets. So they can be seen by others who aren't already Facebook users.
I know. Yeah, I saw Mike Arrington talked about this on TechCrunch. So
that's
you have
huge.
The option right now. Yeah, to go totally public with your profile, which I like. I mean, for people who are doing what we're doing, and I'm sure many other people out there who feel okay about sharing information online, you know, I don't mind if my Facebook profile is open to people beyond my friends. I think it's great that people can go there and check out what I'm doing. So I think it's a good option. And obviously, they still have the privacy settings in place if you do want something that is really just for your friends and people who you have accepted on Facebook. So again, you're right. They're going after Twitter, and I think they're trying to open up a lot more. At one point, you know, I think about a year ago, I saw Facebook as this very kind of closed environment in some ways, and now it's just kind of bursting at the seams, and they're reaching and grasping everywhere they can to stay on top of some of these trends.
Well, what do you think? I mean, will they provide a credible competitor for Twitter? Is that a smart thing even for them to do?
I think it's a smart thing for them to do. I think they really had to do it. I mean, all of a sudden, if you have this status update, it seems useless when you look at something as dynamic as Twitter. So I think they had to do it, but I just can't see them necessarily competing, because even people who I know who are diehard Facebook users, now that they've started to experiment with Twitter, I mean, they've just gone entirely to Twitter and sort of left Facebook in the dust. So
Twitter's the juggernaut. You cannot stop. I mean, Twitter is out of control.
Because it's so easy. It's stupid,
right.
Leo. That's the that's
stupidly easy.
It is stupidly easy. And, you know, you compare it with something like Facebook. Sure, Facebook is pretty simple, but Twitter is just beyond simple. I think I saw Ellen DeGeneres talking about Twitter and saying that she
and
had
P.
never...
Diddy.
I know. She had never even used email before, never typed her own messages on email. But she loves Twitter because, you know, she can be on her phone or on the web and in 140 characters or less, who can't type that, right? So so it's amazing. And you know what, Leo, just in the spirit of coming back to Net at Night, I have to admit that I went back and listened to our interview with
Ev Williams. Yeah.
Yes. From Net at Night, or sorry, it was called Inside the Net then. I think it was episode 16. And just in terms of how we were talking about Twitter way back then, and it was kind of fun to listen to that conversation.
What was the date on that? Was that like when Twitter had first launched?
It was March 7th, 2007, so almost 2 years to the day.
Yeah, and Twitter was 4 or 5 months old at that time.
Yes.
Wow.
It was, and you know, you could hear in Ev's voice, he was kind of like, oh yeah, we're excited about it. It's an interesting new tool, but you know, the same conversation applied back then, which was people say, oh, well, why would you ever want to do that? Why would you ever want to join the site and tell people what you're doing right now? But obviously, there's lots of reasons you want to do that.
Yeah.
And people have proven that.
There's a good thing, a good little bit that's going to run on Current TV. I saw, oh, I wish I could remember who did it. It's a little clip. I'll see if I can find it for you. That's two guys in a cubicle, and one guy, of course, is Twittering all the time. And the other guy goes, well, I don't, why, you're an adult. Why would you want to even do this? These aren't your friends. And it's, and then he takes them up into the Twitter sphere, and the guy's like, come on, you know, you're pretend, you know, this is like, you're pretending these people are your actual friends. What is, it's just crazy. You're shouting what you had for lunch. Who cares? And the fail whale comes and the whole thing, and everybody screams in horror.
Goodness.
It's actually pretty funny.
That's funny.
I'll see if I can find it for you.
That's like Jon Stewart, if you saw the segment where he was talking about Twitter with Samantha Bee on The Daily Show. It was hilarious. Did you see that, Leo?
I haven't seen that one yet. No, I'll find
it. Oh, you have to watch that, because he was talking about Twitter and he's just like, why? Why would you do this? You know, he's literally screaming into the camera the whole time.
It's
so
the world is now divided into two groups. The people who think Twitter is like stupid and inane, and people who cannot stop saying stupid and inane things on Twitter.
I know. It was funny when my mom was up staying at my place, and I was on Twitter and you know, constantly looking at what people were updating. And she said, I don't get this. I don't get what you're doing. It's the weirdest site I've ever seen. And I said, okay, mom. So I posted something on Twitter. I don't want to get into what it was, because it was like a Twitter drama that was happening, and you were involved, Leo. But I posted something. Now you're intrigued.
Yeah. I know what it was. Yeah,
climate
yeah.
change.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I posted something sort of in your defense, and I was on the same side as you. And my mom was watching the replies come in, and she was hooked. So she sat there with my computer refreshing and refreshing, you know, watching all these different people writing back. And then all of a sudden, within 2 hours, she was like, oh, I kind of get this now. You know, this is better than television.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. It really is.
Yeah.
Did you see Pepsi's South by Southwest? Very interesting, I thought. South by Southwest application that they did for
no.
Twitter. I'll have to search for that. But it was a live kind of capture of the Twitter stream that would tell you what was going on. PepsiCo.com/SXSW. And you click on Swarm, for instance. I guess South by Southwest is still going on, right? There's still people there. A lot of people are heading for home.
Yeah.
But if you click on Swarm, you'll see a map of Austin and then tweets from all over Austin of where people are, what parties are going on, you know, how many people are in different spots and what's going on.
I mean, this
you could see immediately, wow, that's kind of useful. That's kind of interesting. I'm not sure why Pepsi is doing this, but I guess this is the place to be. Boy, if Twitter can't figure out how to make money now, they're just not paying attention. Speaking of making money, we're going to get to Paul, the Twitch hiker, on in just a second. I want to talk about that with him and his raising money for Charity Water and traveling across the world for free with the help of Twitter. I also want to talk about Facebook and the new Seismic app, which is very...
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know. You very sent me cool. a link to this, and so I downloaded it, and as you know, you need Adobe Air to run it, and I played around with it a little bit. It is very cool. So the little app where you can see the real-time status updates on your desktop, and it's very nice, Leo. Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. I've been running it. And, as Facebook gets more and more open, what's going to make the difference between them and Twitter is whether, you know, the reason Twitter succeeds is all these desktop tools, all these APIs, all the things people can do. If Facebook becomes as open and as easy to write stuff for, there's 175 million people there. You know, Pepsi will drop Twitter in a heartbeat if they can get Facebook and do the same kind of thing.
Yeah. That totally makes sense. But you're right with the applications and the different sites, because that's one
the
of
API
the most
key.
Interesting things
yeah.
about Twitter.
Yeah.
Is I mean, someone sent me a link the other day, and I can't remember the name of the website, but the idea was they created a site where you could find out what people were wishing for on Twitter. Anytime someone said, I wish,
yeah.
it's a real-time feed of all of the different wishes. So it's just, I mean, there's so many of these tools out there.
Yeah, there's also, you've seen Twitter curse, right?
No.
Anytime somebody curses on Twitter, you can... You haven't seen that? It's pretty funny.
No, that's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. And then there's the site that Kevin Rose launched.
We'll talk about that in a second, and CurseBird, but I do want to mention the folks at Citrix have got a new product. Now, it's actually a brand new sponsor on the show, so I want to mention this before we get to Paul on here. It's called Go to Assist Express. This would be great for you or anybody who has a family member they want to help out. It's a tech support service. You can use it for... of course, your business for customers and clients, but it's also great for family or friends. It allows, you know, these guys know how to do remote access. So they've made something that's very easy to install, very fast and performance friendly, very simple, works on PCs and Macs, allows you to control that other person's computer online. So you can fix technical problems. You can show them how to do something. You know, mom, let me show you how to sign up for Twitter and walk them through that, even if they're across the country or around the world. You could share your screen. They could share theirs both ways. Now, this is something that a lot of these remote access programs don't do very well. Either side of the screen, two-way screen sharing, and an integrated live chat. So even if you're not on the phone, you can chat while you're doing this. Diagnostic program. Go to Assist tells you what software is running on the machine, the operating system, the programs running, security software running. You can transfer files from your computers to theirs. So if you've got malware bytes, for instance, and your mom has a antivirus 2009, you say, here, let me fix this for you. You literally drag the file over to their computer and then run it and clean them up. This is a super
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited about this program. I want to start using it on the radio show. By the way, from Citrix, all the data exchanged during your sessions, of course, 128-bit encryption end-to-end. I don't have to tell you that. Great customer service available 24/7. And you could try it free in the great tradition of Citrix. Absolutely free. Here's what you do. You go to GoToAssist, GoToAssist.com/night, NIGHT. And it'll show you there how to sign up for 30 days free. I have to say, I'm really excited about this product. They're testing it out on our show, and I think since we know many of the people listening to the show are the support staff, just like you were for your mom, for the people in their lives. Go to Assist Express is the program you need to do this.
I could have used this, Leo, about an hour ago when my mom was trying to download a new version of Skype on her computer, and she didn't understand where the application, where it was after she went to download it. So in terms of dragging,
you want to reach your hand into the computer
into,
and say, there, it's right there.
I know. I could have definitely used it. I think Dane is hooking me up with an account to try it out, too.
Good, good. Well, this is a corporate product they've had for a long time. This is the express version for people like you and me. Go to assist.com/night. We thank him so much for being a part of the show. So Paul's here. He's the Twitch hiker.
I know. The Twitch hiker is in the house. Hey,
get
Paul.
Out of the house. He's in the house.
Hey, well, Paul, welcome. It's great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
I've been following your progress across the world. He's on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Twitch, TWITCH. HIKER, two H's.
Yes.
So what? How did this happen? What was the idea?
The idea, or the aim of Twitch hiking is to get from as far from my home, which is Newcastle upon Tyne in England, to the farthest point from it, which if you drill a hole through the centre of the earth, past the dinosaurs and out the other side, is an island called Campbell Island, which is halfway between New Zealand and the Antarctic.
That's actually convenient. If it was a patch of ocean, it wouldn't have been much of a trip.
Yeah, well, it is a patch of ocean, so I'm aiming for
Fortunately, there's an island there.
I might just go for a boat. So I'm aiming to get there in 30 days, relying on the... 30 days, relying on the kindness and goodwill of people who use Twitter. So I can't pay for any transport or accommodation. I can buy food and drink and anything I can carry. And I can't make plans more than 3 days in advance, just to keep it interesting. And I can't stay anywhere longer than 2 days. So,
and you're on day 13 now, is that right?
I'm on day... What's the date? I started
this
March
the
1st.
The 17th, so you're on day 16.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You're
so
running out of time, dude. You better hurry up.
I just thought I'd come for a tour. It's a road trip now.
That's so cool. So go ahead, Amber.
How do people actually buy you tickets? I mean, they're buying you plane tickets? That's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it is. I honestly... When I started, I didn't really know how I'd get across the Atlantic. I'd no idea, to be fair. I thought I'd get out the UK, and I thought I'd just noodle around Europe for a couple of weeks like a backpacker. But it didn't happen like that. A guy from the UK called Owen, I don't know anything else about him, put some air miles together and a bit of cash and bought me a ticket from... I was in Paris at the time when I accepted, and I flew from Frankfurt via Amsterdam to New York, and that's how I came into the States.
Now, you've decided to make this a charity event.
Yeah, it wasn't to start with. I didn't think of this idea and think, God, I've got to change the world somehow or I'll go to hell. So I thought of the idea and then thought it's the kind of thing that can make money for charity. So it's worth doing that. The charity's Charity Water. They were involved a lot with Twestival.
Yeah.
It's a great, simple charity. So that's what we're raising money for. We've got $5,000 or so.
I love the charity. The Charity Water helps people in... Is it only in Africa? But it helps people drill wells so that they have fresh water. There's a huge problem, the lack of potable water in many countries around
the
world.
There's 1 billion people in the world who don't have something as simple and basic as clean drinking water. So,
how much does it cost to drill a well? It's not much.
It's between $4,000 and $12,000.
So it is a lot. But then they have water forever.
Yeah.
That's a really good cause.
So what are some of the stories that you've experienced? Because I'm sure you've met some interesting people because you've gone from New York now to the west coast of the U.S.
I think that the surprise is that I haven't met any murderers, I think, is the... I expected to be a torso somewhere by now, and it hasn't happened.
Is that because you watch CSI and, you know, you just...
Yeah.
I thought I'd be on Grissom's desk at some point with no head.
See, this is the problem with American television. You've watched too much Dexter,
it's
and now
all
it's
true.
All, yeah, it's
That's
all
the
true.
Problem.
That's the sad thing.
I think that the most amazing thing has been the people have been completely selfless. It's been brilliant, and some slightly hairy moments when I've chosen to go somewhere. So I've got less than 3 days to plan this, and I think when I was in New York, I accepted I was already going to Washington, and I accepted someone's offer of a road trip from just outside Washington, Frederick, for 9 hours to Pittsburgh. So I thought I'll give Pittsburgh plenty of notice, Pittsburgh, here I come, whoop whoop, in the Mustang. And I it was still the morning, and I still didn't have anywhere to stay. So the rule is, I've just got to find somewhere, and I've got to keep tweeting till I get somewhere. So Pittsburgh entirely ignored me. There's a metropolitan area; they have 2 million people, and they didn't really much care for it. But there was a couple outside.
Yeah, you know, there's a pretty active Twitter community there.
Yeah, I would think so too.
But, you should have talked to Justine. She's got. She could hook you.
I should have talked to Justine. Yeah,
she'd hook you up. She'd have hooked you up.
But there's a couple in Wheeling, in West Virginia, who put me up for the night on their sofa, so it all worked out. So it's hairy in the sense that it is very last minute, and I don't necessarily have a lot of options. It's hairy in the sense that occasionally one of the other rules is, if I get more than one option, I get to choose what I do with it. And if I only get one, I have to take it. But in Chicago...
So that could really be a random walk.
That could be. But when I got to the US, I argued that I didn't want to take any more flights till I got to the West Coast, on the basis that I didn't want to... This was all about testing out the goodwill of Twitter, and I didn't see much point in flying over 3,000 miles worth of it.
Yeah.
That seemed to defeat the object of it.
Yeah.
But I when I was in Chicago, I only got one offer, and it was a flight to Dallas.
So you had to go?
No, I didn't. I said, if I get another one by midday, it was the night before.
Oh, you gave yourself a little time.
I'll let everyone vote.
Yeah.
I'll be nice. You know, you can all vote.
So that's what's going on Twitter, is people are voting on where you should go next?
Well, not all the time. It was just on this one. I was trying to get to spur them. I was prodding them into action with a big stick. And they came back with an 11-hour megabus journey to Kansas City.
So
it was Dallas or Kansas City.
I gave them a nice easy flight to Dallas, or 11 hours on a megabus across nameless counties.
And you chose the megabus.
I didn't choose, they did. I think some of them did it. Because they wanted
mean.
Me to
They're
feel
mean.
The adventure and spirit. Other people did it just to see me suffer. And said as much. So
if you follow Paul on Twitter, you get to be participant in all of this. It's Twitch Hiker. That's the easiest way to remember it. And you've got 7,800 people following you right now. 7,801, because I just added myself. Let's everybody follow him so that we can see what's going on. And then I imagine your followers are going to help you get where you're going. I do notice that you say here, I'm headed to Sonoma. This is about 6 hours ago. Heading to Sonoma County right now. Then I have no plans after Thursday. I'm a little worried.
it's where I go next.
You might get stuck here, in other words.
If I get stuck anywhere longer for 2 days, then I have to quit and go.
What?
And I really don't want to do
it. How long have you been stuck?
You can't quit.
I haven't been stuck anywhere. I've just my...
So the clock isn't ticking yet, right?
I've got to the area now, so I've got 48 hours.
Okay.
From now.
You stay in touch. If you need, if it gets to the point where you can't get out of here, we'll get you out of here. We'll get you a plane ticket. Where would you, if you could choose anywhere, where would you go?
I'd need to get to Australasia, I think.
Well, but you can't get a ticket to Australasia from here.
Well, I'll have to go somewhere where I can then. So
How about Hawaii?
That would be horrible.
It's out of the...
Horrible.
I don't want to go to Hawaii. That sounds like a terrible place to be stuck.
Oh, I can't see the sarcasm.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to get you to torture him by sending him to Hawaii. I've caught on now.
And then you find out it's nothing to do with charity, and I disappear. The aim is to get to Australasia and New Zealand.
That's going
to
be the tough one, though, because that's all big ocean, that's an expensive ticket.
And I can't swim. So
you can't really hop there. I guess you could go to South America,
but it's still
got a big ocean. There's no real.
I think. I mean,
how about the Kamchatka Peninsula? Maybe the Bering Strait. That's only 56 miles. You can go. You go to. Okay, here. This is it, Amber. We'll get him a ticket. We'll get him a ticket to Alaska.
He can row with Ross, Leo.
Listen, these ideas aren't helping, Leo. you're not helping me at all on this quest.
I'm afraid
I'm not.
Ross could row him. She's going. She's leaving Hawaii May 15th. Next stop will be Tuvalu. That's close. That's
if we could somehow move May the 15th into March, then we'll also have for 30 days.
Yeah.
You think
you're going to do it, Paul?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I think at the moment I've got two choices. I either go north or south. I've got someone offering to get me up to Portland, and I've got someone, if I go back through San Francisco, offering to get me to LA. I think I'm going to have to go to LA. I'm going to have to accept that offer because I see more chance of me getting across the ocean if I'm amongst a big metropolis like LA rather than going north into Oregon, really.
You think maybe you get Jason Calacanis, Amber, to pony up the ticket from LA to...
he's offering Twitter big bucks to get on the followers list. This could be another way that he got followers.
There you go.
Yeah, he could help you out maybe. But so have you had any leads? Anyone interested in helping you get across the ocean, or does it not happen like that?
There's a few people talking about it. I can't ask for it. I've just got to let people see where I am.
And you made up some crazy ass rules, dude.
I did. If I'd gone into this with a 30-day holiday plan, nobody would care. Nobody would care, which is why we've got to follow these crazy ass rules. It's interesting though. It's interesting this way.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's hard work.
It's crazy.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance writer, so I write about media and radio and TV and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm having to do that while I travel. So I've got about 40 hours of work to do. And I'm not getting that done. That's not happening.
Do you have luggage? I mean,
I've got two bags. I've got two messenger bags, one with tech in and one with clothes in.
Wow.
I keep leaving my clothes in hotels, which hasn't helped either.
Are you allowed to purchase new clothes on
the road? Yes, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I can do that. I just can't do enough work to pay for any of them. So I'm going to be naked by the end.
Have you ever been scared? I mean, I guess this is coming from a woman who I would never, ever do this in a million years. But have you ever been afraid when you got to someone's house and you're sleeping in their spare room and you're wondering, hey, you know, is this a safe place to be? Has that ever happened?
No, it honestly hasn't. And I think the reason is because Twitter does allow you to profile people to a certain extent, because you can see what they talk about. You can see who they follow and who follows them. You can see what they aspire to be. So if they start talking about various calibers of guns and ways they'd like to chop up a cow, they're kind of the person you maybe want to stay away from. But so far, I was saying on the way here, I've just become very trusting and probably a little too naively. When I got to Kansas City, the guy who was meant to meet me couldn't, so he'd asked another Twitter user to meet me. And I didn't know what he looked like or even his name. And the guy shouted, are you the Twitch hiker? And I said, yes. And it could have been anyone. And I just put my stuff in the back of his car and off I went. I could have been, that was the torso moment when I met Joy. Yeah.
This should be a movie, you know, really.
Wasn't there a movie called The Hitchhiker that was a scary movie?
I haven't quite taken that road yet, but
holy cow. Well, I want to put the word out to our Twit Army and to all the Net at Night listeners. Maybe we can help Paul get somewhere. I don't know how we can do this, but I'll tell you what, Paul, you are not stranded in Sonoma. We'll get you somewhere. It's just a question of where.
Yes,
the real problem is the Pacific.
That's a substantial problem, but I think it'll happen. I think Twitter's got me to here. It's got me $5,000 for charity water.
Have you raised that much? Now, how did you do that?
People can just go to justgiving.com/twitchhiker.
And give in your name.
And that's the page, /twitchhiker. And it's there. You just make a donation. The original target was £3,000. We got to that at the end of last week.
Cool.
And so we've put it up again. And we'll just keep upping it
Look at that. Thermometer's almost full again. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
It's really wonderful. You're almost up to 4,000 pounds. And good. For a really good cause. You've already got one well drilled almost. So that's really, really cool. Wow, that's neat. Seems like we should be able to help him somehow, Amber.
I think so.
You've got a fine audience, guys. I'm sure they'll help.
Obviously. Yes.
They'll find me and rob me.
I think you're going to need to get Qantas or somebody involved.
If they're on Twitter, that's the rule. They've got to be active on Twitter, whether it's an individual or company. I think so far only two companies have helped. One was Orbit, one was a chain of hostels in Europe. But otherwise, it's all been individuals all the way.
Qantas has an account on Twitter, but they don't seem to use it. It's just they've got 27 followers. They haven't said a word. So maybe there's a chance, Qantas, for you to step up to the social media plate and take a swing for the stars. What are you laughing
it's
at?
It's true. That would be big news.
It's an extended metaphor.
You're so eloquent. That's what I like about you.
It's an extended metaphor. It means something to somebody. I don't know what. Paul's going to be, if you're in the North Bay and you're watching us live, Paul's going to be going to a tweet up at our Irish pub in town, right, Anastasia? What town?
McGuire's.
Finbar Devine's.
McGuire's Pub.
On Kentucky.
Dancing, Irish dancing, I think, and bagpipes, and then there's going to be a band playing this evening.
Bagpipes aren't Irish.
Well, they are.
Some, I heard they're having bagpipes, but you're right.
Come they on. Have Irish bagpipes.
Yeah, we get really confused over here.
We don't know anything.
As long as they're drinking, then it'll be traditional.
Drinking,
that's
yes.
okay.
Tons of Guinness.
And then you're going to do, you're putting, you Anastasia is a local who has arranged for two nights in a Santa Rosa hotel for
Runner Park.
Paul. Runner
the,
Park.
Hampton Inn, and Kate at the Hampton Inn is rather new to Twitter. So she was aware of what he was doing.
Oh, that's neat.
I called
neat.
Her and I'm like, hey, you know, he might be coming to Petaluma. What do you think? And she agreed to it. So,
oh, that's so
that's
cool.
That's great.
Nights in a hotel room.
Which is nice.
That's good. You don't have to sleep on somebody's couch.
Right. I've had an airbed in San Francisco for the last two nights. That's been pretty good.
An airbed. This will be better. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Airbed sounds pretty good.
It was very nice.
And then you're doing an event tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be wine tasting. We're going to take them through Sonoma County.
Well, as long as you're in Sonoma County, you ought to taste. This is the
Absolutely.
Best wine region in the world.
Absolutely.
Not well known, but we think it's the best wine region
I'm
in the world.
Sonoma.
Me too.
So, and the California Wine Tours is going to kindly donate the use of a vehicle, and they're going to have actually their most preferred requested driver will be taking us. So it'll
Guido.
Be us, and I don't, you know, she didn't give me his name, but I should have asked for it. But Daedalus Howell will also be joining us,
oh,
and
he's a writer, yeah.
Very, very well known in the wine industry, yeah. And it should be a very fun event. So we, at the very last minute, thought it might be kind of fun to auction off the two available spots in this limo bus that we're going to be going on. So if there's any way people can tweet me, if they're interested, you know, we'd have to basically offer them out to whoever offers the most amount of money, and that money would go directly to Paul's Charity Water.
So that's fantastic.
The Twitter account is Access Inspirati, AccessInspirati. That's Anastasia's professional Twitter account. And so people would just DM you there or just...
Yeah, ideally DM me and just...
You have to follow them for them to DM you.
Oh,
so
right.
You
and,
have to
and
add
I'm going
to
be drinking at the pub tonight, so...
Yeah, it's not going
to
work.
I'm not to follow anybody, but if they want to just actually just put it to Access Inspirati, I can just check all of those.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll just see what people come up with. And it's going to be last minute because it's going to be tomorrow at 11 a.m. So I'd say I'd have to cut it off by maybe 8 o'clock, and whoever gives me the highest bids by 8 o'clock, I'll tweet them right back and let them know.
Excellent.
Sounds
See,
good.
Do you find that people are pretty friendly and helpful? And
people have been brilliant everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, isn't it?
The couple in Wheeling that took me in after Pittsburgh said no, they lost everything in a house fire at the end of last year, so they were in temporary accommodation, rented furniture, and they had nothing, and it was great because they just... They'd rather see me on the sofa than on the street. So everyone's like that everywhere I go. They are pretty amazing people.
And you're on Good Morning America, is that right?
Yeah, I was on yesterday. No, not yesterday. Sunday morning while I was in Austin. I ended up at South by Southwest after a nine-hour road trip from Wichita.
Now that was good timing because that's a great event.
You'd have thought so. It kind of... It should have been a little Twitter universe there at the time. And it kind of...
You know why? Nobody's iPhones worked because there were too many people with iPhones, so you couldn't Twitter because AT&T wasn't working because there was too many iPhones there.
But it was fun to do. I've never been before, but that was really nice.
Amber's been there. Are you sad that you're not there right now, Amber?
Yeah, you know, I have to go next year, Leo. You have to go too. We have to make it
I've
a point of going.
I've wanted to go so badly.
I liked your idea of the bus. I read that on your blog as well, the bus ride down there. I
yeah,
think
that was Jason Calacanis' idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we just couldn't really get it together. But, you know, with a year to plan, we might be able to make that happen. I'd sure
yeah,
like
that sounds
to.
Like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd sure
yeah
like
I would
to.
Like to get there. I think, you know, I'd have to say South by Southwest is probably the only event that I would ever go back to. I don't think I would go to CES again. I have no interest in that. And but South by Southwest, I really enjoyed myself there, and I would go again for sure.
Well, you're not alone because I just saw statistics that said that the attendance at South by Southwest, with every other conference in the world falling off the map because of the bad economy, attendance at South by Southwest was up 20%.
Huh.
It's bigger than ever. So that just shows you. Paul, don't go away because we really want to get one more plea in. New Zealand Air, Fly Air NZ is on Twitter. So thank you. It's a Warminator who says he just tweeted them to see if they can help get you to New Zealand. New Zealand Air. Hey, Paul. Now we're living large.
That would be nice.
Before we do that, I think we should find a book on Audible for Paul to listen to on the, because that's a long flight.
Yeah.
Shantaram. 43 hours.
This is actually, I just downloaded this book. I haven't started listening to it. Anastasia is recommending this. Audible.com/night. If you want to try a free book, get a 43-hour free book. You'll really get a sense of what Audible is all about. Audible is a great site for listening to books of all kinds. 51,000 books. It's really your library online, except it's a little different. Once you get a book on Audible, it's yours to keep. You can even download it later. If you've listened to, I have 300 some books in my Audible account, and I want to go back and listen again, I've got books. What we're going to do is we're going to set this up for you so you can get a month free at Audible. Sign up for the gold account at audible.com/night. You get that first credit free. And Shantaram, believe it or not, is one credit for 43 freaking hours. What's it about?
It is the best audiobook I've ever listened to. It's about India. It takes place in Bombay, and this gentleman's experiences. He's had a bit of a rough go, had experienced a horrible experience in an Australian prison. So he's undercover, basically hiding there, and he gets involved in the mafia. Wow. If you like Slumdog Millionaire, you're definitely going to like this book because it's so cultural.
Is it modern times or is it old?
You know, it doesn't depict the time. It can't have been that long ago.
Right.
And apparently it was based on a true story. In fact, at the very end, you know, there was a bit about him writing much of this while he was in prison.
Holy cow.
But the personal experiences and the characters, I've never seen that many characters in a book that were so well carried through. And it really gives a good depiction of the slum life and the beauty of the people of India. It's fantastic. I loved it.
And you said the reader does a
The reader is the best
job
I've ever listened to because I don't know how many characters there were. I'm guessing probably about 16 of them that you get to know. And you actually recognize each one of them by their voice because he does a totally different voice and accent, even with women. So you know who
the person is
the moment he's talking. Yeah. So it was absolutely brilliant.
That's what I love about Audible. Each book is a performance. And when you get a reader like that, you know, that's another thing you can do in Audible is start following readers, not just authors, but you start following a reader. If you found somebody who's really good, you keep listening to their books. Audible.com/night. Our pick from Anastasia. And you know, I think it was Andy Anako has also picked this on MacBreak Weekly. And I already downloaded it. So I can't wait to listen to it. Shantaram by Gregory David Roberts. Now, for one credit, if you're feeling weak, you can get the 18-hour abridged version. But I would say spend that one credit and get the 43-hour full version. I'm going to see if I can play a little bit of this audio. I don't know if it'll play or not. It's 43 hours. I don't know. Let's see if we can hear a little bit of Shantaram.
It smells of 10,000 restaurants, 5,000 temples, shrines, churches, and mosques, and of 100 bazaars devoted exclusively to perfumes, spices, incense.
I want to go. I'm going. I want to go. It's an Audio Award finalist for Achievement in Production 2007, Audio Award finalist for Solo Narration 2007. I cannot wait to listen. Shantaram, our Audible pick of the week. Man, if you've been looking for an Audible book to get and you want to take advantage of this credit, audible.com/night. We thank them so much for their support. And thank you, Anastasia, for the recommendation.
You bet.
So cool. Ah, so Amber, NZ
yes.
Air, we're going to fly Air NZ, fly Air NZ. Twitter, everybody should send a note to fly Air NZ saying, from now on, whenever I fly to New Zealand, I will fly Air New Zealand. If you would only give this poor fellow a free ticket, where would you like? But now you got to get to the islands, too. You need a boat.
Yeah, going to have to hope there's somebody in New Zealand who has a big boat.
I'm sure there's somebody. Amber has a boat.
It's two Venn diagrams.
I have a boat.
One is I have a boat in New Zealand and one is I'm on Twitter, and I hope there's a little bit in the middle there where the two overlap and I'm going to get lucky.
You're going to get lucky. I have a strong suspicion this is going to all work out for you. Amber, how is that boat doing? Could you lend it to Paul?
I could, you know, I can't guarantee that he'll get across the Pacific in it.
No,
but,
it'll be just his luck. He'll end up in Prince Edward Island.
Yes, he would be lucky then. That would not be a bad thing.
Did you see that there is a microblog for Prince Edward Islanders? I sent you that link.
Thank you for sending me that.
Do you like
it? There's
lots
of techies there. I like it a lot. Yeah,
cool.
there's a good little tech community, as we've talked about before. Companies like Silver Orange, who initially did the Dig design, and Daniel Burka, who is from PEI, who now works at Dig. But there's a tech community there, small but strong.
Well, considering it's just an island in the middle of nowhere, it's pretty good.
Yes.
No, I shouldn't say
it's pretty good.
It's a wonderful place, and someday I plan to get there. Amber MacArthur, thank you so much. We didn't talk about We Follow. You want to talk about that real quickly before we... And Curse Bird.
Sure,
I said
about...
we'd talk about Curse Bird, too.
Yeah, and Seismic as well.
We got so much to talk about.
Oh,
well,
we
the Seismic
talk
we talked
actually.
About. All right. So I'll do my Curse Bird. I can't show it, and I don't recommend you go there if you have a sensitive ear. Curse Bird, if you want to tell somebody how silly Twitter is, say go to cursebird.com, and you could follow people's tweets where they say there's only five of them: the F word, the S word, the B word, and the T word.
Oh my goodness!
and it scrolls up in real time, and then it also scores people on how many bad words they say. Richard Henry built this one. It's a real time feed of people swearing on Twitter. And you know what, Amber? People swear a lot on Twitter.
Yes, they do. I've noticed that.
About pretty much anything.
I know. They do swear a lot. I'm kind of surprised, but I'm not a big swearer, so I guess, you know.
You're very square.
I'm very square. I'm very square, Leo. You're right. I'm the square Canadian sole host at Twitch.
We like that value.
Yes, it's good. But yeah, I'm surprised how much people swear, but not that I think, you know, it's necessarily a really bad thing or anything, but there is a lot of swearing going on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder if there's any sort of younger people on Twitter. Because to me, I wonder if teenagers use Twitter. Because I always hear about people, it seems like it's for older people in their 20s and up, but it doesn't...
Abby has a Twitter account, and every once in a while she'll post.
Okay.
But I think that she does it because of me. I don't think she believes it. I don't think any of her friends, let's put it that way, are on there. So it's just a place where she can be kind of a little bit famous, you know. Also, just found my Motorola in a cafe days after buying a new French phone. Super. She posted that a couple of days ago. You know, it's interesting. I mean, she's following some people, and she's got about 1,400 followers. But I think that probably most of them are not her age.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't think
makes
a lot. They use Facebook. She uses Facebook like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's really where the Facebook move makes a lot of sense, that they're going to go after people who are not Twitterers and provide them with that same kind of satisfying experience.
Yeah.
Now we complained we complained about the Twitter suggested users feature, which is kind of a bizarre feature. You know, if you go to when you first sign up for Twitter, you get offered some suggested users. You can see what those suggestions would be by going to Twitter and clicking find people and then clicking the suggested users tab. And you'll get some idea kind of who Twitter is suggesting. And it's just kind of bizarre. You know, Dell Outlet, JetBlue Airways, Guardian Tech, The New York Times, but not the LA Times. Icon has Cheeseburger and the BBC. Whole Foods Market, Britney Spears, and Lance Armstrong. I mean, it's just kind of a strange, eclectic mix. But it does kind of respond to an issue that sometimes people have when they come to Twitter of, well, who do I follow, right?
Yeah.
We got a better way.
Yeah. WeFollow.com, which I think just launched this weekend, if I'm right.
Our friend Kevin Rose thought this up.
Yes, he did. And the idea is you can find out some of the most popular Twitter users based on specific tags on the site or categories. For instance, there's celebrities, social media, music, tech, and it's kind of fun just to browse through the site.
So, Kiki, you're on there?
Under science.
So here's how it works. You click add yourself to WeFollow, and it, then it will create a Twitter posting for you in the proper form. So you have to say at we follow, and then you get three and only three tags. So Kiki was science. What else were you?
Tech and media.
And she's number six in science? That's awesome. Cool. That's very good. She was number two, but the problem is that the way you get ranked is unfortunately by the number of followers. So the people who get all those extra followers from Twitter's own suggested list are going to rank highly. But at least it's a list by, you know, by category, so you kind of know what you're getting instead of kind of this random list of who God knows who's on there. So I think
Leo, did you add yourself there?
As a funny thing happened. I did the thing, you know, I said tech, I think I said radio, and I think I said, I don't remember what else I said, maybe video, and it didn't register, So finally I contacted Kevin, and it turns out that I don't show up in Twitter search, so he had to add me by hand.
Okay.
So Twitter really doesn't like me. They just don't like me. So I'm now on the list. I'm number eight on the tech list. Under Kevin Rose, Ev, I, Justine, Veronica, Dave Morin, who is at Current, Google, Tim O'Reilly, and me.
Oh,
yeah. But it's based on the number of followers. So if somebody, and there are many with more followers than I, joins, then they will get ranked above me. So you don't do it just by ranking. I would say click the tag on the right. You know, are you looking for people in marketing, entrepreneurs, TV? Click the ranking. There, see, there's Jimmy Fallon, The Ellen Show, Ryan Seacrest. I'm looking at TV. Martha Stewart, Stephen Colbert. And then you can find these people and follow them. Now, I don't know. It looks like Twitter does some vetting to see if people are real. I don't know if WeFollow does. I think it's pretty automated. I asked David Prager about it. He said, you know, I said, Kevin's amazing. He's an idea factory. He said, yeah, the thing about Kevin is he has these ideas, but then he goes and hires a programmer and does them.
Yeah.
Unlike you and me, we just have ideas.
We just have ideas. We need a programmer, Leo.
So, Paul,
one of these days.
We wish you all the best. Congratulations on how far you've gotten. I think Thank it's you. Really fun. I think the Twitterverse is now aware of you. Certainly our Net at Nighters and the Twitch followers are well aware of you. They can follow you at Twitch Hiker, two H's.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything there. I'm on, obviously Twitter, there's the blog.
What is the blog? It's Twitch Hiker?
The blog is twitchhiker.com.
Okay.
You can find tags on twittertags.com. There's a map, I think it's...
A map following your random walk?
Is who, sorry?
The map follows your random walk, huh?
Yes, I've got, there's a map, there's a link from the Twitch Hiker homepage, so you can see the map and where I'm going on the right-hand side there.
Yeah, MapNess. Well, let's see. I can't imagine what this is going to look like.
So they're basically taking the journey and then enhancing
well, that's
it
pretty good
with the video I've put in the photos and the blog entries and then
oh this is really cool look at this is a really neat mashup and it's not been too random. How'd you get from across the Atlantic?
That was when I got to Amsterdam, which was the first trip I took. I got a couple of offers at the same time. The only ones that came, I was already going to Paris, and a middle-aged business lady offered me a bed at her house in Saarbrück in Germany.
Wow.
And then and then to go on to Frankfurt if I wanted to. And then a businessman from England, who I only know by his first name, bought me a flight from Frankfurt or Amsterdam to New York. So I happened to... It's a curiosity that these offers are kind of linking up as they are. And if you've got a moment, I'll tell you if the most bizarre one of them... The first trip I took was Newcastle to Amsterdam by ferry. And that was a girl called Leanne, Minx LJ, in Newcastle, who offered that. When I was on the bus to Kansas City from Chicago for 11 hours, which I'll never get back, I had nowhere to stay in Kansas City. So I was heading towards there with nowhere to stay. About 2 months ago, Leanne had commented on a tweet by Stephen Fry as pretty much... probably 100, 200, 1,000 people do every time Stephen Fry tweets. And a guy who used to live in England saw it and thought, that's interesting, and tweeted her back. And they sort of got to know each other through a similar shared love of a single tweet of Stephen Fry's. He'd moved to Lawrence, which is just outside Kansas City.
Right.
And so when I was heading to Kansas City with no one to help, she tweeted this guy she'd known for 2 months because of a single tweet by Stephen Fry, and he helped out.
So Fry tweeted about you?
On the first day, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that's excellent.
Wow.
But they kind of found, these two people that found me on this journey found me through Twitter in a very random, haphazard way. And it all kind of, it meshes together quite nicely. And so far, touch wood, I've not got into trouble.
I don't think you could do this without Twitter and that community that surrounds it. I mean, that really makes this possible.
It's incredible. It's interesting because it's, while it's global, it's also, it acts on a very local level at all times. People mm-hmm. don't tend to start noticing you until you're within their vicinity.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely true of language, because obviously I went into Germany until my German host started tweeting about me. No one in Germany was necessarily searching in Twitter search for a phrase involving me. So, you know, locality affects what conversation goes on Twitter. And it's the same as traveling around the States. People haven't started talking about me until I've been approaching them or said I'm going that place. Beforehand, they don't necessarily know I'm there or know
right,
who I am. So
right.
Twitter works in a...
It's very local.
Yeah,
it's global, but it's local.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It really is interesting. You're getting a sense of it that I think nobody else really has. It's very, very cool. Well, Paul will be in Rohnert Park, Sonoma County, California for the next 2 days at the Hampton Inns and Suites. If you're in the area and you want to help him get somewhere closer to New Zealand, Twitter him. He's the Twitch hiker. Amber MacArthur makes her appearances weekly on Net at Night. Now we're welcoming you back. Yay. Also, of course, Command N, which is back into production as well.
Yep. It is back in production. We took 1 week off, and I just wanted to mention, because people have emailed me and said that Sarah has done a great job on Net at Night, but she will be joining us, I think, on a regular basis to do a segment and hang out on the show. So
that's great.
That's good news.
Yeah. Sarah really did fill in ably for you, and it was nice to have her around. But it's even better to have you back, and best
well,
of
thank
all,
you.
To
it's
have
good to
both
be back.
Of you. So we look forward to that. What else can I say? But thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week on Net at Night.